The Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation, the Economic Opportunity Agency of Washington County, and the University of Arkansas School of Social Work have all come together with the hope of reducing poverty while improving education. An individual development account program will be put into place to help 40 high school seniors continue their education when they graduate. Charisse West is president and CEO of the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation in Little Rock. She says that IDAs, individual development accounts, are matched savings accounts that began in the 1990s.
They are particularly useful and most often used with folks of moderate to low income means, more modest means. And what makes it special is you receive an additional deposit each time to add to your savings. And it is called a match, and it's usually 1 to 4 times the size of each deposit you make. So, for example, if you receive a 2-to-1 match, each time you deposit $25, you'll get an additional $50 towards your savings goals. In most cases, IDAs are specifically used for three purposes: starting a business, buying a home, or for going back to school. We, the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation, awarded $100,000 to the organization to jointly do IDA programs for high school students.
This program is the result of a grant written by two professors at the U of A School of Social Work, Marcia Shobe and Camera Christie. They've been working on IDA research for years. Their program is slightly unique in that it is youth-focused. A lot of IDAs aren't. And they plan to heavily evaluate the outcome. Here's how it works. 40 incoming high school seniors in Fayetteville, Springdale, and Lincoln will be chosen to receive the matching funds. The funds will then be used for their schooling after high school. This program is also different in that the schooling doesn't have to be a traditional 4-year college. And as the students will receive just $2,000 at the end of the program, vocational schooling sort of makes sense. Here's Camera Christie.
Well, in fact, oftentimes it's the trade schools and the training schools that are more practical, and it's not as long to be in school, it doesn't cost as much, and they can get out earlier and start making money. And it really fits well with both the new president of the University of Arkansas system, Don Bobbitt, who really has talked about the idea of the university reaching out around education for the whole state, as well as our nation's president, Obama, has also talked about the importance of people going beyond high school and not necessarily 4-year college high school. That's the future of our country, is training and getting skilled workers beyond high school.
In addition to the funds, the students will also receive education, financial education. Several Saturdays this fall, the students will participate in mandatory coursework. Marcia Shobe explains what they'll be learning.
Budgeting and investing, and also investing in your education. What does it mean to do this? How do you rent an apartment, you know, and credit cards? What are interest rates, and what does that compounded interest mean, and how to open a bank account? Things of that nature that all of us need, but many of us didn't get in high school.
The group of students will be compared to 40 other students who did not receive the funds or the training.
And we're going to ask them the same questions, so to see if there's any differences. One thing we like to do is extend our research every time we do it. And so one thing we've added with this research is we're looking at hunger and food insecurity with households. You know, Arkansas is often 48th, 49th in the country in terms of income and poverty and child poverty. And those numbers continue. And actually, we are very low in the number of students that also go on to post-secondary education compared with the rest of the country. So food insecurity is a big thing in Arkansas. So we want to ask questions about, do you have enough to eat, you know, every day? And are there days that you go without, or things of that nature? And to see with, you know, with asset development, if that improves over time for the treatment group versus the group that was not in the study. So this is a very short term, and Winthrop Rockefeller knows that. This is a pilot study. So we are going to look at 3 points in time, which spans only 2 years. So it's hard to see huge outcomes in that short period of time, but we're hoping to see what we can find.
These students will be paid for their participation in the surveys. The recruitment process begins soon, and it will be income eligible.
And we have a flyer that we'd like to give to parents and kids and send through emails and such. And we're going to do an income eligibility. So we're looking at the parents' income tax from last year. And so they will have to be 200% or less of the federal poverty guidelines in order to be eligible. And that will not be a problem here.
For a family of four, it's $44,000 a year. So where are they getting the money to save for themselves?
You know, it's funny, we get that a lot as well. Low-income people can't save, and, you know,
they're high school students.
Most high school students work and go to school full-time. Oftentimes, I'm one of the cases, we work to help feed our family. We help to pay the mortgage or the rent, and so we are opening it up. If they get gifts for their birthdays, if they get money from work, you know, wherever they get the money, they can deposit into their savings account. So we're including parents when we do the recruitment. So we want the whole family to know that we are investing in your child, and we know you want to as well. So let's see what we can all do.
With most federally funded IDAs, contributions must be earned income. But since this is youth-focused and funded by Winthrop Rockefeller, they don't have to be directly earned by the students. Michael Lanier is the director of the Economic Opportunity Agency of Washington County, a community action organization that's aim is to get people out of poverty. He says this is a good collaboration between his organization and the U of A. EOA will be managing the accounts and aiding in the education program.
It's really more of a study program. It's a two-part thing. One, it is helping the youth, but the other part of it is it's learning as to what works better, what doesn't work very well, so you can tailor future programs to, you know, learn from our experiences here.
And we'll have the results in a couple of years. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.